Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
She totally gave him the no-hand Superman last night, and he was like, sick!
That's what he was like.
And he played air guitar because he was so psyched about that no-hand Superman.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all, to go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. That you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week, we're on our best behavior.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hello, Cliff. In close proximity, and because we're in such close proximity, we are having to be on our best behavior.
We're on our best behavior. One of our beloved listeners wrote in and they said, well, why can't you do a show where you act good? And
I said, we act good every episode.
I said, we act fat every episode. But it's not acting.
We act fat when we're not on the air.
It's not acting. It's like those roles that the celebrities have. And when they say, well, they're just playing themselves. Hello?
I just gained this weight for a part, Cliff. I don't know if I told you that.
I got a big part I began studying for at birth. Birth.
All right, Cliff. So, Kendall, what can you do to be on your best behavior?
What can you do to be on your best behavior? Well, one thing you can do is whenever you are a house guest, right?
Yes, like you.
Right. You just have to go along. You just pretend that you want to do everything that your host wants to do.
Is that what you've been doing?
Oh, yes. Every time you're like, let's eat. I'm like, okay.
Because that's...
let's eat.
You were just being on your best behavior when I asked you if you wanted to eat.
Exactly right. This is what my best behavior sounds like.
And I helped you with that. Last night when I said, let's walk to Starbucks and get some desserts.
Now, what I wanted to do at Starbucks is I wanted to go in and say, okay, I have four different orders. I'm ordering for several people back at the office, and they all want different cookies and cakes, and I'm going to need a whole lot, and then just go out and eat them.
I have a list here. Bob wants a Danish.
Because when I'm trying to on my best behavior, Susie wants a pair of skates. Johnny wants a sled.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm trying to fake people out at the grocery store or at the dollar store.
Oh, you do that.
I was giving it in my best, but I kept it in. Kept it in.
Bravo. Oh, you did. I forgot you were being on your best behavior. I thought, why didn't you just let that one out? Bravo, Cliff.
Bravo.
Bravo. Okay, so well,
whenever I'm trying to be on my best behavior, like when I go and buy food, when I'm real fat.
Uh-huh.
And it's late at night.
You've never really succeeded with that best bet.
And I'm like, I'm going to buy a bunch of things and eat them right now. But you do that, but you don't want the people who are checking you out to think that.
Nobody checks us out, Claire.
No, I mean the...
I know. We all got what you meant.
We all got it. Get it, got it good. But no, because so I always would throw in a few other non-perishable, like some paper towels or some, you know, like some tape or something.
So you weren't just going up there with only condoms.
Yeah,
and
toilet
beer.
Bowl cleaner. Yeah.
I'd like to get this beer and toilet bowl cleaner.
I just need condoms, but not. Obviously, someone so fat as I will not be using them. I use them to store food in like a Ziploc bag.
A new use for sheep, everyone.
They have found a new use for sheep in Alabama. Whoa.
That is a ongoing joke here on Cliff and Kendall.
They have found a new use.
Oh, but Cliff, that wasn't our best behavior. That wasn't our best behavior. Whoa. Now, let's see. Other ways you can be on your best behavior, Cliff. You know, you want to, when you're around someone that's not big into cussing, you...
Fuck them. Oh, sorry.
Cliff.
Sorry, Sarah Palin.
Ring the alarm. When you are Kate Gosselin and you go with Sarah Palin on a camping trip, even though you don't want to shoot animals or be there or even like the person, you be on your best behavior and you act like you
can
want.
Can we? Now, I know that was so long ago.
That was long ago, but we never mentioned it.
People have forgotten it. We might have mentioned it, but even if we did, I want to revisit it briefly. Because when I watched Kate Gosselin in Alaska with Sarah Palin, Kendall.
I'm sorry, I almost belched on the show, but I'm being on my best behavior. Such a solemn moment.
That's for our good behavior. But Kendall, when Kate Gosselin was forced by the big leagues at TLC to go to Alaska with Sarah Palin, I fell head over heels in love with Kate Gosselin.
I did too, because she looked so miserable. She looked like miserable. I would have looked being with Sarah Palin.
Every time Sarah said, well, you just point the gun at the animal's face, you know, you just... She looked mortified. Kate Gosselin looked mortified and unhappy, and I wanted to kiss her on the mouth. I wanted to give her another 8 kids.
I know, I hated her before, but she
Me too,
had,
but I love her. I'm the biggest Kate Gosselin fan.
She had every,
she's my new favorite.
She had every facial you know, she had every facial expression that I had while I was watching it.
Oh, where she was constantly...
She threw up on camera.
Yeah, she was constantly wishing that she was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what every other viewer who was watching Sarah Palin's Alaska was also thinking.
And every listener that listens to our show.
A lot of people put on our show when they sit down to write their suicide notes. And they
to
think,
whom it may concern.
I've lost faith in humanity. There is nothing worth living for. And I'm packing it all in. And so, we encourage you here, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, to not do this, because we have more episodes coming up. Coming up right after this.
Cliff, that was such a beautiful speech.
That was a right pretty speech I just made. I don't know what it was about, but that's for the listeners. We used to have a teacher, and she was a black and white photography teacher, and she would say things like, oh,
maybe
don't really like need to know what your pictures mean before you take them. You can assign them meaning afterward. And that's what we do. After every episode, we're like, oh, this is what that show meant.
And she would look at pictures of ours and she'd say, maybe you shouldn't do that anymore. That's what she would be saying about the show if she listened to it.
She'd say, maybe you shouldn't do any more episodes. 200 is enough.
She was very passive aggressive. Very
passive aggressive. And we are very obesely aggressive. Kendall, it's a new joke.
It's not a joke, Cliff. I don't appreciate you making jokes at a time like this.
Kendall, if I had said that it was a joke, it was a joke.
All right,
these
Cliff.
Are the jokes.
Cliff.
Yeah.
With modern Cliff, we are on our best behavior. What are you doing? Cliff, with modern medical conveniences coming into Russia ever since USSR breakup many years ago.
Oh, Kendall, let's talk about that.
Many Russians still have to learn how to do things
How did you feel when Russia disbanded?
That Westerners understand from modern culture, Cliff. So one doctor working in an outback part of the country was visited by an old Russian man.
He was there. He was getting a blooming onion.
He was getting a blooming onion.
At the outback.
And because of his blooming onion, he had severe constipation, Cliff. Now, he was being in a hurry. The doctor gave the poor Russian some suppositories and sent him away with a scheduled checkup in 3 days. Now, Cliff, 3 days passed, and the old Russian man arrived back to the doctor, and he said, so how did it work for you? And the old Russian, with a look of disgust, said, doctor, these taste like shit. They stuck in my throat, and for as much good as they did me, I might as well shove them up my ass.
Oh, Kendall.
He should have, Cliff. He should have.
he should just blow it out his ass. Isn't that weird? When you are constipated, they're like, well, you can't get anything out of your ass. Why don't you shove this up there?
That'll make you better.
Whoa, Kendall. One day, a family of a mother, which was a family.
Yes, Cliff.
There are so many different ways to make a family these days, Kendall.
Yes, there is.
This family was a mother and two boys, Timmy and Tommy.
Timmy and Tommy.
They were riding in their car, oh, bless them, on their way to church.
Oh.
Timmy leaned over, smacked Tommy across the head, and Tommy yelled out, "Ouch, you fucking wanker!"
Oh, Cliff, watch your language. Best behavior.
Later that day in church, the mom went to talk to the priest, and she said, because this is like what our listeners have come to us, like this mother went to the priest to find out what to do.
People come to us all the time. Forgive us, podcasters, for we have sinned.
She said, "Father, my boys just won't stop swearing, and I don't know what to do." And the priest, he says, "Well, have you tried smacking them?"
Oh, smack that shit.
And smack that bitch up. And she said, "Well, no, doesn't the church look down on smacking kids in the face?" And the priest says, "Well, yeah, but in some cases, we'll make an exception." And the next day, the two boys come down for breakfast, and she asks Tommy what he wants for breakfast. And Tommy says, "Well, won't you give me some fucking waffles?"
Oh, my God.
Oh. And the mom, she backhands Tommy so hard, he flies out of his chair, lands against the door, breaks all the magnets off the refrigerator, sits down in the dog bowl, and just all kind of crazy shit happens. And shocked and terrified by this, Timmy becomes very quiet. His mother asks him what he wants for breakfast, and his reply, of course, was, "Well, you can bet your sweet ass that I don't want no fucking waffle."
Oh, I guess Kendall, he learned his lesson.
That was a joke. Did you get by all those hilarious inflections that this was a joke?
I guess he learned his lesson, Cliff.
People thought I was preaching the Sermon on the Mount.
He'll never ask for fucking waffles again, that's for sure.
I don't want to. I don't have to. All the things in my life I'd like to fuck. Waffles is not one of them.
I think you missed the point of that joke, Cliff.
I missed the point. Something about food and lovemaking.
This guy walks.
I'd like for there to be one part of my life without food, and lovemaking is it.
Why not bring food into the bedroom, Cliff?
Why not?
A guy wakes up in
as if people who lay in bed with me don't say, "Why is there this old butter knife covered with peanut butter in this bed?
Why are there all these crumbs everywhere?" Cliff,
why?
A guy wakes up in a drunken stupor.
Am I in bed with somebody so fast?
Speaking of that guy, he woke up in a drunken stupor, Cliff. He opened his eyes, let me get through this joke, and next to him, Cliff, he doesn't see you, he sees Claudia Schiffer on the bed. He thinks this is a little odd. He thinks it's odd. He doesn't remember a thing, but let alone going to bed with her. So he decides to get up, get himself a drink from the fridge, and he gets to the fridge, opens the door, and he is faced with a large suitcase. He takes the suitcase out of the fridge, puts it on the table, opens up to find $1 million.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is just a little too odd for this guy who thinks he is losing his mind. That's what people think right now. They're losing their mind. Oh, Cliff, be on your best behavior.
He wonders
if he is hallucinating. He goes to the window, draws back the blind, and outside on his front lawn, Cliff, what does he find? He finds the Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan. No!
And dangling from a tree is an open noose, empty, Cliff.
Oh.
And they appear to be beckoning him and shouting. Now this guy's really freaked out. This must be a dream.
I'm freaking out. He
quickly draws the blinds, turns around in the corner of the kitchen. He sees a leprechaun who is drunk as well, Cliff. It's like The Hangover. You don't know where it's going, Cliff. He asks the leprechaun.
I want to stop this joke right now and admit, I don't know where this joke is going.
Cliff, there's no telling where this joke is going.
I don't. Stop, listeners. Where is this joke going? I don't know. Let's find out.
Well, he asks the leprechaun, "What the hell's going on?" And the leprechaun says, "I was drunk last night, and I was crossing the road, and I was nearly run down." And he says that he ran across the road and pushed him to safety, so he granted him 3 wishes in return for saving the leprechaun. Cliff. Well, the guy says, "I can guess the first one, the supermodel in bed. I got that one. Now, what about the other two?" And the leprechaun says, "Oh, the money in the fridge? You asked for a cool million." And Cliff says, "And them out there?" And the leprechaun says, "Well, you said you wanted to be hung like a black man."
Oh my God, that was the most horribly racist thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, Cliff, it was a leprechaun. It was beautiful.
It was disgusting, and I want to make a formal apology. Of course, that would be my luck if I got wishes from a leprechaun. I would say, I want to wake up in bed with a hot model, and then I'd go find Claudia Schiffer. What the fudge am I going to do with her?
You'll go out to eat with dinner with her, Cliff, I'm sure.
I'd say, Claudia, won't you make me some waffles? Oh, Kendall. Kendall, quit barking at me. Kendall, a woman and a man are involved in a car accident.
I like this joke already. Are they headed to the pearly gates?
It is a bad one. It is a bad car accident. Both of their cars are totally demolished, but amazingly, the Lord has allowed neither of them to be hurt.
Oh, damn it. I wanted them to be at the pearly gates.
After they crawl out of their cars, this woman, she says, well, so you're a man. That's interesting. I'm a woman.
Interesting.
Wow, just look at our cars. There's nothing left. But fortunately, we are unhurt. This must be a sign from Christ Jesus that we should meet and be friends and live together in peace for the rest of our days.
And boink all the time.
Oh, baby. Flattered. The man replies that, but then he says,
it again.
Then he said that, and then he says, I agree with you. Completely.
Why does he keep doing that?
I agree. He was in shock, and I agree with you completely. And this must be a sign. Let this be a sign unto you from God. The woman continued, and look at this. Here's another miracle. My car is completely demolished. But this bottle of wine didn't break.
Cliff.
Surely God wants us to drink this wine and celebrate our good fortune.
Eat, drink, and be merry, what I go by every day.
Eat, break, and be merry. She then hands the bottle to the man. The man nods his head in solemn agreement. Opens it and drinks half the bottle of wine, then hands it back to the lady. The woman takes the bottle, immediately puts the cap back on it, and hands it back to the man. And the man, he says, well, aren't you having any? And the woman replies, no, I think I'll just wait for the police. Kendall, did you understand that M. Night Shyamalan-like twist?
Cliff, I got so lost in that joke, I'm going to have to re-listen and then pray on it.
She was doing that so that he would look drunk for the police.
What a bitch.
What a bitch that woman was.
Excuse my language. This is we're supposed to be on our best behavior.
That
Cliff.
Woman was.
What a bitch.
What a bitch.
Cliff, this.
I want to take you back to write a bad joke.
Take us back to that joke. Cliff, while this bar patron.
Let me play you a clip from that joke.
While this bar patron savored a double martini, Cliff, an attractive woman sat down next to him.
Oh.
And the bartender served her a glass of orange juice, and the man turned her and said, this is a special day. I'm celebrating. And she says, I'm celebrating too. And so they clink glasses together. And he says, what are you celebrating? And she said, well, for years I've been trying to have a child. Today, my gynecologist told me I'm pregnant. And the man said, oh, congratulations. And they lifted their glasses again. And the guy says, well, as it happens, I'm a chicken farmer. And for years, all my hens were infertile. But today, they are finally fertile. How did it happen, you ask? He was asking for.
How did it happen?
He said, well, I switched cocks.
Oh, my God.
And the woman, she says, oh, what a coincidence.
Life is, you're meant to have variety is the spice of life. You need a lot of cocks.
Oh, Cliff.
Words I've been living by for years.
And food. Don't forget food.
And food. Lots of cock and lots of food.
A lot of roosters and food. All right, Cliff.
Or cock. And now, Kendall, that was a great joke, and I love it every time I hear it. And so I love this one every time I hear it, too. And this is an oldie but a goodie, but it's such a goodie. It's such a goodie that it's the best thing you can do when you're on your best behavior to bring back an oldie but a goodie.
We have so many listeners that come and go, Cliff.
They come and they go. They get hot and bothered during our FU segment. They listen to it just so they can beat off. So, and then when they're done, they don't come back.
So we retell the joke so they can listen
We never give you a rerun in the week. So sometimes we, in the middle of a show.
We rerun the jokes.
We take you back. Let me take you back to the time I first told this one. There was a guy who was struggling to decide what to wear to go to a fancy costume party. Then he had a bright idea.
Okay, Larry King.
When the host, Altoona, go ahead.
When the host answered the door, he found the guy standing there with no shirt on and no socks on.
Oh, my.
And this host of this costume party, he said, well, what the hell are you supposed to be? And the guy who came, he said, well, I'm a premature ejaculation.
Oh.
I just came in my pants. That's what so many of the listeners are saying right now.
That is what they're saying. I think they might be saying, I need a break from this for a moment.
They're saying, ooh, baby.
So let's give them what they want, Cliff. Let's give them what they want. Let's take a break.
That's what we're all about.
Go to a dark room. Listeners, do what you need to do. And we'll see you back here in just a moment.
A lot of cocks, a lot of food.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to be on my best behavior.
Oh, no.
Cliff and Kendall will be fat. Oh, I mean, back right after this.
When you're looking for the best darn stapler you can get, try staplersource.net.
And now welcome back to our show.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Okay, what a break that was. You know how I felt during that break?
Like you were on your best behavior? Like dead? Like dying?
Sometimes I lay awake at night and I think, if sleep is anything like death, sign me up!
Well, Cliff.
Don't you wish? Is it honestly, because people like to sleep so much. You know, I've known people who say, well, my favorite thing to do is sleep.
Well, Cliff.
And don't you like to sleep?
I love to sleep. And death can only be one of three things. It can either be.
What can it be?
Sleep.
Uh-huh.
It can be the fiery pits of hell.
No, it cannot.
Or it could be the glorious podcasting booth of glory.
Podcasting booth of glory.
Of Kith and Ken.
Kith and Ken. Kendall, there's one other thing that death can be. If it's our death, you know what it's going to be?
A sweet relief. Or fat. Oh.
That is going to be our death. I'm not here to talk about death, Kendall. I don't know why you keep bringing the subject back to death. I am here to talk about putting our listeners on their best behavior. How can they do it, Kendall? Give them another tip.
Well, Cliff, it's very important.
How can they do it, Kendall? Our listeners are at home. They've got their pens and pencils out in their diaries. They are thinking, for fuck's sake. Oops.
Oh, Cliff. Bad behavior.
For sake, I have gotten my pen and pencil out for my diary. I'm listening to Cliff and Kendall. Tell me how to be on my good behavior.
Well,
all they've done so far is talk about how fat Cliff is.
Well, anybody that's tuned in knows that that's part of the show.
I know, but they want some tips, and Kendall, I'm just trying.
Do you want me to paint a picture?
I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to find Frodo and Frodo his baggins.
Oh, Cliff. Never again will I let you hear these buttons.
I'm going to Frodo his baggins, Kendall. What is a good tip?
Clip, well, first of all, I love to think of our listeners sitting with their headphones on in the dark with a notepad and a pen.
It's like they're like students in a college class. They're thinking, I wish they'd get around to something fucking that useful that's going to be on the exam.
All right, Cliff, useful. Here we go.
Useful.
When you go to a party, Cliff,
yeah.
I know that you and I suffer from this a lot.
Party crashing.
And they bring out the pizza or bring out the cake or whatever. You want to eat the entire thing.
I do.
But when you are on your best
Guilty.
Behavior, you only eat like a piece,
no.
two pieces, sit Kendall. Back and see whoever eats them, you know, more. And then you see what's left over and then you're like, oh, okay, well, there's a piece
the
left. I can go
with
that.
The worst feeling in the world is when you get all psyched up for a party.
And do that.
And then you go to this party, you're like, I'm going to eat, it's going to be great.
And then you do that again.
And then you go, and there's not, like, they've made one microwave pizza, and they bought, like, a snack pack of Oreos. Like, everybody can have one twist-off top of an Oreo. And you're like, I've been waiting all day for this damn party, and when the fuck is it gonna start? Because, Kendall, we are so... That's what we... Don't you agree?
I do, but I've learned over the years to eat before I go to a party, because you never know if they're going to have enough for me to eat. Which,
you never know.
But let's just go ahead and say they're not going to have
not.
Enough for me to eat.
If you're talking about us, if you're talking candy, then... But if you're talking about us,
but
there's
they also,
not going to be enough to eat.
They also may have just a huge slab of meat that I can't eat, Cliff.
Oh. If there's one thing that I like, it's huge slabs of meat.
I know you do. Because
those are the kind of parties that I go to, the ones with huge slabs of meat. And speaking of Frodoing his baggins.
Oh, God, Cliff. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now here's your host, Cliff. Me and
what?
You!
What? Oh.
It's time for us to host this game show, Cliff.
How lucky we are.
Do you want to start us off?
How you like this one, listeners? You like this episode?
This is the show.
Are you liking it?
This is the show. Start us off, Cliff. Go.
Kendall, who earned the name Mr. Clean by being the first Democrat to denounce Bill Clinton's affair as not just inappropriate, but immoral?
I have no idea, Cliff. Was that... Oh, wait a minute. Was that you,
idiot,
Mr. Clean?
Kendall, I would never denounce anything but a Republican as being immoral. And all Republicans want to do, they want to shove Christ's big ass down your throat.
Oh, my God.
And they want your money.
Cliff, that is not your best behavior.
They want your money. And I tell you, all I want is to eat and do Frodo his baggins in bubbleology class.
Cliff, who did that?
Who did?
Who said that?
Who said what? Joseph Lieberman. Satan himself. Don't you hate him? Isn't he just the yellowest, turncoatinest, carpet-bagginest piece of shit?
I seem to remember Flip-Flopper coming into
Flippin' a floppin'.
Cliff, what... This is for us. This is for me and you.
Oh.
What beloved icon would John Goodman make the best replacement for, according to a Zogby poll of 1,043 believers?
Well, you and I. Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff... No, unfortunately, we were not on the ballot.
They're gonna make him. They're gonna split him into like they did. Who's your face in Parent Trap? Lindsay Lohan.
No, we would make the best replacement for John Goodman.
But
John Goodman would make the best replacement for Santa Claus, Cliff.
Ho ho ho!
Santa Claus.
Ho ho ho! Kendall, what children's author, beloved by millions, is thought to be buried?
Along with
John Hancock and Paul Revere.
You said cock.
And cock. I want to Frodo his bag. Now, Kendall, what children's author is thought to be buried along with John H. Blank and Paul Revere in Boston's Old Granary Burying Ground?
Oh, Cliff, I don't... Was that Judy Blume?
Kendall, that was not Judy Blume. She is alive and well like we are alive, and that was, of course, the one, the only Mother Goose.
Mother Goose? Is that a real name, Cliff?
Of course. Goose, Mama Goose.
Is that what's on the tombstone, Mother Goose?
Yeah, bitch.
Okay. Cliff, what was the first feature film trilogy to be shot concurrently with the same cast?
Oh, let me think. Was that Lord of the Rings? I want a Frodo, his baggins.
Cliff, it's so funny you brought up Frodo Baggins earlier, because that is the answer.
Kendall,
Lord
of
the Rings.
I'm never far away from thinking about Frodoing his baggins. Now...
What a hobbit.
I'm going to drop that like a bad hobbit. Kendall, what former U.S. president wrote Daryl Strawberry during a 1989 slump?
Don't let the booze get you down.
Cliff, was that Tricky Dick?
Tricky Dick. Speaking of tricky dicks, Kendall, I'm gonna Frodo his baggins. Anybody tired of hearing me say that yet?
I'm so tired of hearing
that. How do you like this one, listeners?
This is the show.
How many
zeros are needed to indicate
34.
One... No.
34.
Stop. Listen. One.
Stop. Look. Listen.
Listen. 1 sextillion in the United States. How many zeros?
Oh, 34.
Why are you stuck on 34, Cliff? No.
It seemed like the right number for
it's
sextillion.
21, Cliff. That
last
is
time
how
I
old
had,
we are.
Last time I had sex with a trillion people, there were 34 zeros in the room.
There were 34 something.
There were 34...
34 baggins.
I Frodo'd a lot of baggins that night, everybody. Kendall, I have one last thing to ask you.
Oh,
what is
God.
The highest... What is the highest channel number available to non-cable broadcast TV stations since 7 years before we were born? 1974, highest cable channel number.
Well, according to your age guess, I'm older than that. But I don't know, Cliff, 999?
999. Kendall, this number makes me think of Frodoing his baggins.
Oh, Cliff, 69?
69.
Oh, 69. Quit pushing the buttons.
Oh.
That's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know about Frodoing his baggins.
Oh, God. Kendall, I want to work that into the popular vernacular like... bottom belches worked in.
as well as they worked in, Cliff, because they worked in so well. So many people say bottom belches now.
I'm going to Frodo his bag.
Bottom belching, bottom dressings.
Bottom dressings is what you wear on your bottom.
Bottom bagging.
Now, when Sex in the Three, Cliff. That's a movie. That's an erotic film about Kendall, myself, and frequent guest star Alan.
Mm.
That's the porn parody of our show, Sex in the Three. But when Sex in the City 3 comes out, you know that Samantha is going to walk up on some hot man and say, well, I want to Frodo his begging.
Because we are in the popular culture. No.
We are in the popular culture.
We set popular culture, Cliff. Stay the hell away from my baggins.
Away the hell
from my baggins.
My baggins.
Cliff, that is so weird. It's time for Kendall's Weird News again.
Again, Kendall, I never get tired of hearing any weird news. It just takes me right back.
Cliff.
Yeah.
This Chrysler dealership in Manteca, California was so desperate for a sale that one of its employees picked up a potential customer, Donald Davis, 67, at his nursing home, Cliff.
He was only 67 and he was in a nursing home?
Well, you know, you never know.
Did he do too much of that?
You're not on your best behavior, Cliff.
Neither was this guy, that's why
he's in a nursing home, Cliff. They brought the pajama and slipper-clad dementia-suffering resident to sign the papers. They handed him the key to his new pickup truck, with his requested chrome wheels, of course, and sent him on his way, even tossing his wheelchair into the truck bed as he sped away.
Toss that shit.
Now, shortly afterward, Cliff Davis led police on a high-speed chase 50 miles from Manteca. He was stopped and detained. But at the hospital the next morning, he passed away from a heart failure. Cliff, isn't that so sad?
Oh, Kendall, that's so sad. It also, but speaking of tossing things, it reminds me of Frodo for some reason.
Oh my God, Cliff, take a moment for this man.
Take a moment. Everybody, take a moment for this man.
Anyway, the Cabral salesman said that Davis had called him twice the day before, insisting on buying a new truck. Can you believe how weird that is? They sold a truck to a dementia patient.
That is so weird. It's not as weird as a show in this day and age being so focused on Frodoing someone's baggage.
Oh, Cliff, I hear that one more time. Cliff, imagine this burglar's surprise when he was rummaging through the St. Benno Church in Munich, Germany.
All right, I'm going to try to imagine his surprise.
And Cliff, he was suddenly attacked.
I'm surprised. I bet he was surprised.
He was surprised, Cliff. He had been down to open the donation box, and just then a statue of St. Antonius fell on top of him, momentarily knocking him to the floor and forcing him to flee empty-handed. Cliff, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
He works in mysterious ways, yeah.
Cliff, Dr. Berylyn Oshawashawina, 37, was arrested in Boise, Idaho, and charged with practicing medicine without a license after she convinced at least two women to let her fondle her breasts, or their breasts, under the guise that she was performing a breast exam. Now, according to the police, Oshawashawaya was neither a doctor nor even her real name being Oshawashawaya, Cliff. She is Christina Ross, much easier to say, and is not even a biological female, although she was identified in 2004, arrested as a male-to-female transsexual.
Oh.
Authorities were puzzled why the two women were duped, since both times Oshawashawaya performed her consultations, including the exams, in bars. And I just want to add, Cliff, if there are any women out there that need breast exams, I am here for you. Meet me at the bar.
Kendall,
or they can call 818-308-4FAT.
The worst thing about that is Oshawashawaya also tried to fondle my breasts.
Oh, Cliff. I've been fondled so many times.
But they were too big. She couldn't get her hands around them.
The fondling wasn't possible.
It wasn't possible. They were too big.
According to a Seattle Times feature...
She couldn't even Frodo my baggins.
In March, Robert Shields, 77, who is since deceased, of Dayton, Washington, was the author of perhaps the longest personal diary in history. Nearly 38 million words on paper stored in 81 cardboard boxes, covering the previous 24 years in 5-minute increments.
What a piece of work.
An example, in July 25th of 1993, 7 a.m., I cleaned out the tub and scraped my feet with my fingernails to remove layers of dead skin. 7.05 a.m., passed a large firm stool and a pint of urine, used 5 sheets of paper.
Firm.
Cliff, isn't that weird?
I think that's what the original novel, The Firm, was based on.
A good bowel movement.
A good bowel movement.
Cliff, I have so many bowel movements, I don't often write about them every
what
day.
What I wouldn't give for a good bowel movement. The other day I thought I was really constipated because it was taking a long time to come out.
Oh, Cliff, I'm sure everybody's so excited to hear about your bowel movements.
It was a lot, but I'm going to get back to what they are excited about hearing about. Me and my sexual fantasies about Frodo Baggins.
Don't say it!
About Frodo Baggins. All I'm saying is that I am obese and I would do him. Cliff. I would do him, Kendall, but he would put in his diary. Can't believe I woke up with such a fat man.
And Cliff, that is sad.
But you have to do it, Kendall. You have to do it because it's charity. Sometimes you do. Now, I think that we should all help our fellow man. That's what we're here for, everybody. If you take one thing away from this show, other than how fucking fat we are.
Oh, you have given up on being on your best behavior.
I gave up around about the middle of the intro.
Kendall, too. I can't be on my best behavior.
This is honest, Kendall. If you want to, I think that's what we're here for. We're here to help people.
We're here to help them out. Yes.
Here to be honest. And you want to do some charity. Once in a while, you come home with somebody from a bar, and you think, well, these people are fatter and uglier than I thought 10 minutes ago when I was a little bit drunker. But now they're home, and you have a little pregret that you're about to do them. But do them anyway, because it's a little bit of charity. And we're here to help our fellow man. And eventually, Kendall, somebody's going to take you home that you don't deserve. And they're going to do
that
charity for you.
10 years ago.
And they're going to do some charity for
you. 6 years ago.
10 years ago. It only feels like 10 years ago that this show started, but everybody, I want to apologize that it is over.
Oh, I know everybody's so sad, Cliff.
They're
sad. That's the one thing they took away from our show. Charity. Frodo Bagging.
Charity and Bagginsing your Frodo.
If our listeners want to check us out, they could check us out at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Twitter.com/CliffandKendall, or they can give us a call at 3084-FAT. We will let the voicemail take it, and we will play that shit on the show.
I hate mankind, for I think myself one of the best of them.
Oh, is that Cliff that said that?
And I know how bad I am. And that was said by Joseph Beretti. I wonder how many Baggins is he Frodo.
Oh, Cliff, there is no pillow so soft as a clear conscience. And that was a French proverb.
There's no pillow so soft as Cliff's pillowy breasts. Kendall, I never had a policy. I've just tried to do my very best each and every day. And that was said by honest Abraham Lincoln.
Well, Cliff, that's all you can do.
That's all you can do is do your best. And everybody
like we did on this show.
I want you to think about that as you turn this show off. They did their best. This at that moment in time when they recorded this show, this was the best that they could do.
I have one final one, Cliff. Try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. And that was Albert Einstein.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Cliff, take us home down those
Frodo Road.
Good behavior roads.
Take me home. Frodo Baggins.
Don't wake up the next morning and feel bad.
Come on, Frodo. You can close your eyes. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
What a show!